at 826-7771, and our toll-free number is 866-275-1112. And if you would like to call in, please do so while there's some music playing or I'm not talking, and we can talk online. So again, thank you for waking up and showing up. Hope you enjoy the show and enjoy your day. Hey ho mai kaike mai luna mai e, o na mea huna na eau, o na meli e. Hey ho mai, hey ho mai, hey ho mai, hey ho mai kaike mai luna mai e, o na mea huna na eau, o na meli e. Hey ho mai, hey ho mai. E ho mai, e ho mai, kaike mai, luna mai, e. O na mea huna na eau, o na meli e. E ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai. Mother, Father of the cosmos, we create all that moves in light and sound. Focus your light and sound within us. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and our willing hands. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light and sound, so in all forms. Grant us what we need each day in bread and in insight. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the ties we hold of others. We unite heaven and earth. We fulfill our true purpose. The power and the love to do, from age to age it renews. Sealed in trust and faith, we affirm this with our whole being. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to the Whole Picture radio program. Today is October 10th, 2010. We have 10, 10, 10. The 10 portal, the power of 10. It's all at work. And just amazing week going on. Huge, huge things happen energetically on the ground for those of us that are waking up. And there's a lot of ways that that's been happening this past week. Won't be able to like cover it all. There's just amazing energy, and people are at it. Yesterday I had an amazing day. Spent some time at the Queen Emma celebration in Kokei, and Jonathan Jay asked me, well, what's interesting you right now? What's making you excited? And I said, well, I guess right now it's probably about Hawaiian symbology, the Hawaiian symbols, and sacred geometry. So on this 10-10 day, we're going to begin, initiate, and invite some work in this area. I'll be sharing some amazing material. Let you figure out, have a little challenge for you as well. You're going to hear some music and a piece read by the mighty Menahuni. I'm going to let you figure out who that is. If you can figure it out, we'll get you a cut of this upcoming piece that we'll be sharing. It's called Thunder Mountain, and it starts like we'll get into that, but as we do that, we'll also be sharing a reading to open up with from It's a book called Sacred Geometry. It's an oracle deck by Francine Hart. And I'm going to open here this morning with a reading from that. And in the background, you'll hear Thunder Mountain. See if you can find out who this mighty Menahuni is. This is an invitation to explore other dimensions. Workers of the light everywhere are exploring and adventuring into the realms of energy, light, and vibration. Appearing as grids or matrices of light, geometric vibrational fields connect everything in existence. From the infinitesimal to the infinite, everything vibrates to divine order. Even chaos theory makes sense when seen as part of the oneness with spirit. This card represents a doorway, a portal, or a stargate. Within this vision, you may travel to other dimensions of time and space, places that may not even exist in third-dimensional reality. Giving yourself permission to explore is the first step. Deep connection with spirit and the ability to ground yourself solidly is the next essential measure. Gathering your courage to leave the security of the known and venture forth is the third. This journey is shared with two guardian figures who will act as guides and protect you on your journey. Go forward and experience the wonders of the all that is.
Vaitea had a wife named Papa. birthday, my dad decided to create a garden for Haumea. So he jumped on his pearl canoe and went sailing through the night with the seven gods and Te Awi to create a garden for Haumea. He created everything in the garden for Haumea in 8 days. On the ninth day, he presented to her 9 planets and 31 satellites in the form of a kite called Lupa Nui. Maitea and Papa took Haumea to the earth, Hunua, so she could live in her garden. Te Awi gave her the four princes and princesses of the four corners to call the fire Ahi, the water Lai, the earth Hunua, and the sound Kani. begun with the fire in the water and the gases exploded to create the mountains and the valleys, beginning the ecosystem.
Hara tanei
sky or evil. Riva Tahu Nua. Uariva Tarani. Ita Nu'u No. Thank you. perched high as a bird, rumbling as an earthquake, with a hard toss to rotate and swinging seeds for this reason, until the soil turns and the calabash is full of food. Continue hurling tiny branches, interlocking and linking the vine in arm. The calabash has no cover, swinging while moving, like a stone fastened to a rope, direct and indirect objects. To attach the head covering, direct and indirect objects, to make a net tapered at one end, to fly like a kite, direct and indirect objects, fashioning vibrations of lights in the period of time. White like the mother of pearl, the pre-birth matter has been discharged. Shape tossed about to return, vibrations of lights in the period of time. White like a sea spray, scarred, tossed, and tapered at one end, direct and indirect objects. Particles connect in certain forms at the back of the house. Seasons marking from this time on. White like the mother of pearl to lay and reproduce pebbles, hurtling triangular shapes. The back of the house touches the front, direct and indirect objects. Particles connecting the rafters of space, intervals between objects, like a clear channel. Position to hurl the star. Pillars are hardened to place in rows, pillars marking direct and indirect objects. Plans for the house are being carved to support the beams in the house, six to blow in a straight course, direct and indirect objects. Tossed in food. Plans for the house are carved. The period of time is white like the mother of pearl. The edges and borders, measures of units to lean over and pass as time. The coral head are placed at that time to give birth and grow into a vine. Coarse and black to grow into a vine. To give birth to the cross piece and grow into a vine. Time is near to give birth and grow into a vine as a ray of light, birth of the coral, to give birth and grow into a vine. To blow a hole and carry measures of units towards the mountain, to steam measures of units suspended and hanging sideways. Direct and indirect objects by the trenches, moving masses of lava at the side of the borders, measures of units falling over, particles connecting, tossing, and changing colors. Floating and turning over, measures of units, hurtling and supported by divided lines between lands. In the direction of the sea, varying from storm to power, direct and indirect objects, carving measures of units, linking them to a following cloth. The period of time, white like the mother of pearl, currents in the sea, a deep blue, tossed in food to fall over in measures of units. Incoming of a current, supported like spikes of a sea urchin, surveying seeds to the point of time, falling over from an upright position to drop divided lines between lands, the slime of the 28th day of the moon and the 30th night of the moon. Surveying seeds, the spirit goddess divided lines between lands, the spirit goddess to grow into a vine of the sun. Surveying the seeds of Pleiades, six summer months collective, incoming of a current from the heavens to the earth.
Thunder Mountain, and this was recorded at the Konani Heiau in Anahola, live recording, semi-live, and the mystery, who's that mighty Menahuni that you may have recognized? That is the part of the Kumulipo, the Hawaiian creation chant. And it is an amazing piece of work. And if you've been following the words, the lines in there, there's some fairly specific references to creation and how it all started, the Big Bang. There is, if you look deeply within that creation chant, connection to all that is, and very, very interesting. It connects in many different ways, the system of symbology, the Hawaiian symbols, references in the Kumulipo, both to the symbols and sites in Anahola, the Kunani Heiau. So there's some magic going on. And of course, when the magic goes on, there's all kinds of energy and movement. And of course, that's all going on too. So as I said earlier, this is an invitation to those who would like to seek more information about the connections that we're speaking of here. We're heading down that path, so stay tuned to this program. Probably you will also see on Hoike, probably not next week, but maybe the week following, there will be a video companion to Thunder Mountain, and it will describe more of its the origin of the symbols, the symbology, and what they actually represent. So quite a lot of learning to do about connections, quantum physics, and the Hawaiian symbology and cosmology now. How could they actually end up in the same place? Stay tuned. You may learn something in this process. I know I sure am. So let us send this out to the mighty Menahuni. Anybody know who that guy is? Sure sounds like a Menahuni, doesn't it? Well, this one's for you, brother.
There's someone who believes in you and knows one day you'll shine. 'Cause you somebody in this heart of mine. In this world, we all do the best we can. We try so hard to write our names into the sand. Maybe you're not famous and no one knows your name. There's someone who believes in you and that will never change. 'Cause you somebody in this heart. Still, I'd wish that you'd know. leaves are blowing in the wind. Feeling disappointed, cause you struggled long and hard. There's someone who's in love with you, just the way you are. It's
Raiatea Helm. This is a CD, Keola Beamer and Raiatea. It's the name of the CD. The cut, You Somebody. We're headed for the top of the hour, and Cousin Rich will be in at 7 o'clock. 7 to 9, we'll have Sunday classical music. The Cuz does it in a very happy, humorous, and fun way, so check him out, 7 to 9. 9 to 10, we have New Dimensions, and from 10 to 12, we'll have Cameron on the Oasis. It's all about waking up and starting off the week on Sunday morning here, KKCR Community Radio. And as we head for the top of the hour, we're going to start checking in with, the oracles. Actually, no, I'm going to do a little quick shift here. I got something on the internet yesterday from a friend, Analia Russell. She's very diligent and sends out some amazing material on the internet. And what I got from her yesterday was related to today, 10-10. And what's the whole energetic thing of 10-10 and what might we do on this day, or how might we use it to orient who we are, where we are, and where we're headed?
Portal of transformation. On this most auspicious occasion of light, a stargate of light is opening through the dimensions of light, through this quadrant of the galaxy, and through the solar system and onto Earth, basking all life in the divine illumination of the 10th ray of divinity, the perfect balance of power, love, and wisdom, also known as the threefold flame of divinity. Through this divine dispensation and sacred pearlescent threefold flame, all life has the opportunity of transformation through balance and equilibrium, as this 10th ray of divinity unlocks the Akashic records and allows the knowledge of humanity's highest potential through the hall of records to be revealed. In this divine activity of light, 12 etheric crystal skulls and a 13th holographic crystal skull holding all these frequencies of light will be activated within and around this earth plane, allowing access to the Akashic records, and with this, the highest potential of all light workers on this earth plane, taking you into the memories of self-mastery, primarily from Lemuria, Atlantis, and ancient Egypt. And in this now, bringing through these ascended master gifts, through the imprinting at a deeper level of the I Am Presence and these etheric crystal skulls of light.
The 10-10 Stargate portal and the energies that we're experiencing. And let's check in with Chucky Boy Chalk and Kahonu Slack Key. We'll be with us, and we'll check in on the oracles here. Shall begin with the runes for the morning, and our rune is number 6, Intimacy, Perth. It is also related to initiation or the beginning, which is our 10, 10, 10, all the ones, the triune ones, all at the beginning here. So intimacy is what it's about. Reads like this: nothing external matters here except as it shows you its inner reflection. In the ancient runic tradition, Perth stood for the womb, for something hidden or secret. In the context of meaningful relationships, this translates as the mutual trust that is the binding force of intimacy. Maybe you're an old hand at intimacy. Then again, perhaps you're just learning to share with a partner your feelings and fears, your secrets and your dreams. Treasure it all, this rune is saying, for intimacy is a lifelong practice and always worth the effort. If you are not in an intimate relationship right now, drawing Perth is always an opportunity for you to consider how well you are treating yourself. And since we rarely give to another what we do not already possess, it is essential that you learn to treat yourself with the same respect and loving kindness that you would give to an intimate partner. So that would be the reading from the rune today, and I'm introducing a new element into the oracles this morning. We have, as I mentioned and read earlier, from Sacred Geometry Oracle Deck by Francine Hart. We've checked in on these folks as well, and what have we come up with? Well, it reads like this. We have number 6, Duality. Polarity, separation. Separation from the natural world and our own nature has been the guiding force of civilization for a very long time. Polarity and division have manifested as dichotomy, prejudice, and opposition. This pretense of otherness and separation has left modern humans disconnected from themselves and has left many with constant tensions, fear, and hopelessness. This card speaks to understanding and releasing feelings of separation, grief, or fear. There are times in our lives when feelings of separation and isolation overwhelm our sense of serenity and wholeness. A place for grief exists in the healing process, so long as we understand that it is part of the movement toward healing, and it does not become a stuck place of pain and suffering. Quantum physics and confirmation of ancient philosophies provides proof that we are not separate and alone, but connected physically and energetically to everything in the universe. The duality card asks you to see separation and how it is affecting your life, and then to rediscover within yourself the joy and connectedness that is the true nature of reality. Number 54, Nanagon, Completion. The Nanagon, depicts nine-sided geometry, coming from the greatest single-digit number, its boundary. Nine is the trinity of trinities. It represents perfection, balance, and order. It is the ultimate extension, achievement, and completion. This card represents the completion of a cycle in your life. You have given energy and achieved much during this phase. Events and relationships have served to help you grow and define who you are, giving your life meaning and resonance. There is no need for sadness or regret because you have given your all and contributed your best. Now you are standing at the gateway of something entirely new. Bless the times that have come and are now completed, and get ready for the next big adventure of your life. See yourself ready in this new place. Let's call it Cloud 9. This is a place of growth and your highest joy. Rejoice in what is yet to come. And finally, I have a poem here. Khalil Gibran and the Prophet, about love. It reads like this. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone, even as the strings of a lute are alone. But they quiver with the same music. Chucky Boy Chalk doing it here. Sonny D in E minor from his CD, The Music of Chucky Boy Chalk. We're heading home, out the door. Had a wonderful morning with you all this morning. Hope you enjoyed the day and the information. Have a great week. Have a wonderful time this day. See you at the Homegrown Festival. Get on out and share your love. Do some dancing. Have fun this week. Aloha. Ahui ho.
trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh why can't I, oh, someday wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds up far behind me, where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find.
David McConnell-Martin, I hope you have a great day. It was great hearing you this morning. And, yeah, a great addition here to KKCR. Well, it's top of the hour, and you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, K-A-Q-A, Kilauea. Good morning, everyone.